the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons, and happy Halloween! If you're listening to us on this Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast, and of course, we've got a sugary need today, tonight, the entire weekend, which means it requires some bets on Honk Honk, the plus bus, all plus money all the time, and that is a requirement. Actually finish up for once on Thursday Night Football, thanks to Z-Hole, Smashle, the football Frankenstein, absolutely obliterating fools in the fourth quarter of that game against the Miami Dolphins. The fallout has already begun in SoFla, and hopefully our wallets will not fall out of our pockets ahead of the main NFL slate. If we're getting some action in college, maybe we're going to drop the puck and make some bucks in the NHL. The World Series, maybe, just maybe, we're going to crown a champ on Halloween night in Canada, or the main slate of NFL games. Whatever poison you're going to pick, all I need is a plus money play. So, Lundy, what do you got?
Yeah, finished up last night, not just because of the 100 yards plus for Derrick Henry, but also who thought to set the line for Devon Achane at 58.5? I'm just saying.
True.
I don't know who thought that, but that was a bad idea, okay? You could have done a whole lot better than that. Let's go to the ice, Brad. There's only three games, and in fact, one of them, Happy Nevada Day for all who celebrate. Huh? Okay. Yeah, my Avs and the Golden Knights are playing at 4 o'clock Eastern time today, middle of the day, because all it's right. A holiday in Nevada. They're celebrating the day they became a member of the union. So that is what we are doing. So that's why the Avs are playing in the middle of the afternoon. I couldn't understand this, but apparently it's a state holiday. So giddy up. So let's go to the ice. There are only three games. Here are the two that are on the docket for this evening. Let's talk about Washington. The Capitals are at home. They're taking on the Islanders. And then Anaheim is also at home. They're taking on Detroit. Part of the reason I like these guys, A, both of them at home, B, really nice plus odds at plus 163 over at DraftKings. But the other reason why, the Islanders are on a back-to-back. They lost 6-3 last night in Carolina and then had to turn around and travel to Washington. So you give the Caps the edge right there. Ovechkin trying to hit goal number 900. He's sitting right now at 899. So we'll see if Obi can get that done tonight. And then Detroit is also on the second night of a back-to-back. As usual, you go to SoCal, you play the Kings one night, you play Anaheim the next night. And so that is one of the things that teams do when they travel over to the West Coast and play in Southern California. So they won. Detroit won in a shootout last night, 4-3 against the Kings. They've won the first two games of their road trip, but I think that streak comes to an end at Anaheim tonight. So give me the Ducks on the money line at home. Give me the Capitals on the money line at home. It's plus 163 for a little light juice as you're snacking on. Remember, one piece of candy for the trick-or-treaters, one piece of candy for yourself. That's how the battle goes with the ping pong match, or at least that's how it goes at my house.
It totally goes to my house as well. I'm going to be on a sugary high, and the tequila is going to be flowing. It's a Halloween on a Friday night. The world is going to end, and hopefully not before I am in optimistic cautiously. This one's going to cash. Give me Colston Loveland on the plus bus. Anytime touchdown, his first touchdown of his NFL career, could be on the immediate horizon in the Queen City, taking on the Cincinnati Bungles. Ooh, look at that juice. Really got to roll those shoulders because I got seduced by that juice at a plus 310 there at BetMGM. We'll see if Cole Kmet can suit up, even if he can go in this game. I think Colson Loveland's got to run at least 20 routes. Last week, he ran 33. He's run at least 15 in four straight contests. He's seen his route percentage really jump as a result. He's trotting out on a route on 54% of his snaps played this season. Yes, he's a guy that's averaging just shy of four targets per game. And yes, he's only lured three red zone targets in totality this year. But he's got the mother of all matchups, as the Bengals are number 31 in dropback EPA defense. Lundy, they've allowed the most fantasy points at the tight end position, specifically giving up 6.8 receptions, 74.3 yards per game, and 10 touchdowns. 10 just a tight end. So Colston Loveland, Spike at home. Don't chuck the ball in the stands. You're going to add that to the mantle in the trophy case. So save it. Give it to the staff and cherish it, my man. I think you're going to score the first touchdown of your NFL career at a plus 310 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another spooky edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco here on this NFL Week 9 edition of the Countdown. I'm going to go with a long bomb specialist and a member of the Green Bay Packers. Made a really cannonball splash and triumphant return to the lineup last week, and that is Christian Watson. So far, the tendons are intact. I give it time, but probably shred a hamstring after the first snap this week and ruin this bet. But maybe we get our money back, depending upon where we logged that action. I do like the over on 36 and a half receiving yards. If you follow the always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com, I grabbed this at open at 34 and a half, so it's already tick, 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 ticking up. If you want to break out a stepladder, take it at 40 plus, I would certainly support it. But I like the standard number on the over 36 and a half right now against the Carolina Panthers at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Again, last week against the Steelers, played 57.1% of the snaps, ran 20 routes in that game, 4 targets, 4 grabs, 85 yards. So again, absolute stellar performance. 73 of those 85 yards were air yards because that's what he does. He specializes in go and streak routes. 18.38 is what he accumulated last week. And he got Carolina. They're below average, just secondary. Number 20 in dropback EPA defense. They've allowed 8 wide receivers to go for at least 37 yards against him. And he's going to see Mike Jackson in coverage. Who has allowed the 3rd most yards of any defensive back in the NFL, giving up 15.2 yards per catch. And also, as well, a 91 flat passer rating. The reason why that's a little bit surprised, he hasn't given up a touchdown yet. But, again, giving up a lot of chunk gain. So, put all together, I am backing the Green Bay Packer, Christian Watson, on the over 36.5 receiving yards against Carolina at a minus 115 juice at BetMGM. Numero cinco, mi amigo, on the Countdown. Fade or follow.
So I know I'm kind of crazy in this because I'm kind of alone in I think this game might hit the over and might hit the over with ease. I don't really know why, other than a TYG. I think this Carolina Green Bay game could wind up having a bunch of points on the board. And so if that's the case, yes, you're talking about chunk gains. I like the fact that you didn't try to put C-Watt in for a touchdown or anything like that. I think that's pushing it a little bit too much, but I think this number is way too low given the matchup.
Oh, Green Bay, green money, make me some!
Number 4.
All right, Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Friday edition of the Countdown. We're on the hunt. You might hear that name again a little bit later on, but it also applies to this guy. Living in the land down under Lundy on the New England Patriots plus-size target, Hunter Henry. And that is under 34.5 receiving yards. Seems like a low threshold, but I think it's too high against the ATL at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. The reason why I'm fully fading Hunter Henry, Atlanta's been outstanding defending tight ends all season, really on the back end defensively. They've been pretty damn stiff and stout. Number 12, enter the weekend, drop back EPA defense, and a team giving up only 105 and total yards at a tight end position all year, folks. That's in 7 games. If you want to break it down on a per-game basis, that's 1.7 receptions and 15 yards per game to the tight end position. Lock down is the best way, really, to describe it. Only one tight end has gone for 20-plus, and that was Zach Ertz a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, Henry's averaging 4.6 targets per game. Nothing to slouch at there. He's number 4 in ADOT among all tight ends at 8.6, averaging 12.7 yards per catch. But he has been under this prop as well in 3 straight contests. So the trend hopefully will be thy friend on Hunter Henry, numero quattro on the Countdown, under 34 and a half receiving yards against the Falcons, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
That's not just me imitating Frankenstein. I can't decide if I want to follow this one or not. I think I'm going to fade you, Brad. I think he's going to
really.
Yeah, I think he's going to sneak above this number. I think it's a little bit too low. I don't think he's getting to 40, but I think, unfortunately, he's just going to Frankenstein, like, get out of my way. He's going to get a couple extra yards after the catch, and you're going to get hosed. I'm going to fade you.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get electrocuted. Damn you, Frank!
Number three.
All right, Numero Trace here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's booty scoot to some buckaroos with a guy that always runs like he has got to use the restroom. Nature is calling in imminently for Patrick Mahomes. Hopefully that's going to be the case in the marquee matchup on Sunday, the afternoon slate, taking on the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to go 30-plus rush yards, go to the alt market. Now, I grab this at open and even money at ESPN Bet. It is tacked on 10 cents of a tax, if you will. I'd still play this at a minus 110 juice still there at ESPN Bet. Hey, look at Mahomes. He's the second leading rusher on this team. He was the leading rusher for much of the year, but Isaiah Pacheco has now surpassed him. Pacheco, unlikely to play with that MCL sprain. Could be a heavy dose. Kareem Hunt, again, remember that name. You might hear it again a little bit later on in the pod. But his teammate, Buddy Mahomes, a guy should be able to do some damage on the ground. Why? Well, you look at the Bills. They're number 28 in rush EPA defense on the season, and their numero quattro and pocket pressure rate died. I let up that heat on 27% of opponent dropbacks, giving up 31.1 rush yards per game to the quarterback position. So just hit that average, and Mahomes will cash in. A guy who has done this five times already this year, averaging 5.8 attempts per game, 4.3 the scramble variety. Hell, if Spencer Rattler can dash his way to 49 yards, Mahomes can easily get to 30. Remember last time he faced his team in the playoffs a season ago, he eclipsed 40 yards in the ground. So if you want to step ladder this, be my guest. I could totally see that coming through in the end, but I'm going to take the standard line more or less and Patrick Mahomes at numero tres on the countdown here on the Fade 5, 30 plus rush yards at a slightly lighter minus 10 juice at ESPN Bet. Lundy, fade or follow.
Both of these quarterbacks are going to be running, Brad. Come on. Josh Allen's going to be moving around. Patrick Mahomes is going to be moving around. That's what these two guys do when they play each other. Love Josh Allen for an anytime touchdown, by the way. If you want a little early bonus time that I can throw in there with him at home in this one. But yeah, I love this. I love this prop. Yes, it would be nice if it were plus odds. It would be nice if it were plus 100. But you know what else is nice? A number that we think is going to be relatively easy for him to crack. Give it to me. I'll follow on this one. Minus 110.
Oh, crank the boot scooting boogie behind Patrick Mahomes there. If you want to crank maybe some more units, I highly suggest you fade in the living daylights out of me right now at thegamingjuice.com. Go there, you jackals. You have zero excuse. It's absolutely free. All Lundy's puck picks live there, and his additional action on the gridiron as well. Old college basketball. I see you. You want to play? Oh, of course you do. I love you so much. You're going to be back in action on Monday. So going to be updating the spreadsheet with some of those lines as they materialize and drop over the weekend. So I'll be adding a tab. You can just pan down on the always free transparent spreadsheet. You see the various tabs at the bottom, college football, the NFL, of course, soon, college basketball. Get all of that. Get all of my fantasy football rankings ahead of week 9. We'll be constantly updating those throughout the entire weekend. Read all of my fantasy flames articles, a quarterback, cornerback, wide receiver, a tight end. Read my top props as well live right now on the Gaming Juice. And to our college football forecast from esteemed handicappers there in Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Fortuna. You get it all. You can even ask me a question. I'll get back at that at my earliest convenience.
Or you can flip Brad the Bird. Remember, that's the other thing you can do. We need a button that says flip Brad the Bird.
We're working on it. Big, throbbing bird already in development right now behind the scenes at where? TheGamingJuice.com. Go there. It's free. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here, the Friday edition of the Feed of Five Countdown. Let's kind of go off the radar here with a name you're probably not remotely thinking about, but I think is an extraordinary value at plus money under the prime time lights. By the way, why isn't Kansas City Buffalo not in prime time? That's a bit of a head scratcher. Instead, we get Commanders and Seahawks, and I'm going to go with a Commander at running back. And no, it's not Bill. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, of course, is not Chris Rodriguez. It's Jeremy McNichols. And I'm looking at the receiving yards market. And we're going to alt line on this. 20-plus receiving yards against those Hawks at a plus 110 at ESPN Bet. Little baby seduced by the juice on this one. Seattle is allergic to defending the short field against pass-catching running backs. They are tied with the Patriots at 47, the number of catches allowed the most in the National Football League this season. Also giving up 51.3 receiving yards per game to the running back position. Yeah, they're middling number 15 overall in dropback EPA defense, but what is the specialty of McNichols? Catching passes, whether it's off the hand of Marcus Mariota or Jaden Daniels, it really doesn't matter. A guy that's top 10 in yak per reception this season, he's running 10.5 routes per game, and he's averaging as well 8.9 yards per catch. So honestly, he could get this in just a couple of grabs. I also like the over on 2.5 receptions. That opened at plus money, now at low minus money, minus 105 last I saw it there at BetMGM. So again, maybe you want to correlate, synergize, and bring it all together in a same game parlay in those markets. I still feel this is the best value independently on the board. He's done this in three straight games, going 30, 23, and 64 receiving yards again over the last 3 weeks. Numero dos on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, Jeremy McNichols of the Commanders, 20-plus receiving yards against Seattle at a plus 110 at ESPN Bet. Lundy, fade or follow.
Here's the only number you really need to know about this one, folks. Brad just told you the idea that they are allowing 51.3 yards per game receiving to the running back position. That's about as many as they're giving up on the ground, okay? They're not giving up a lot of yards on the ground from a defensive standpoint, but they are giving it up to guys catching it out of the backfield. To be specific, on the ground, 57.4 yards per game to the running back position. But if you're giving up 51.3 through the air, that is also deadly. Okay. So offenses know exactly what to do. This is, I think he's going to easily do this. I also like your call on the over 2.5 receptions.
Oh, Jeremy McNichols, make us some moolah, baby.
Number one.
Numero uno on the week 9 edition of the Feed 5 Countdown. I told you it was coming. We are hunter gatherers here on the Feed 5 podcast, and being on the hunt, hopefully we're going to find a treasure chest full of gold coins on who? Kareem Hunt! Anytime touchdown against the Buffalo Bills in that marquee matchup. And look at that, plus money yet again at plus 115. Booked there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, it out with Patrick Mahomes. The Bills, they're not playing any kind of defense right now in the trenches. Again, number 28 in rush EPAD in early week, giving up 5.23 yards per carry, 114.3 rush yards per game, and 9 total touchdowns. 9 times. 9 is all he likes to say for you Ferris Bueller fans that are out there. And you look at Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, very unlikely to suit up. Will be in a RBBC, a loose one of sorts, with Breshard Smith, but he is going to be the power back in goal line packages. He scored 2 touchdowns last week. He scored 5 on the season. What is shocking, Lundy, according to NFL Next Gen Stats, and I call Kareem Hunt and Ham and Agar at this point in his career. Don't have a lot of burst. He's a little bit thicker in terms of the body in his second tour of duty with the Kansas City Chiefs, but he's still breaking tackles. He is number one, again, according to NFL Next Gen Stats, and run yards over expected percentage at 53.3%. He's also toted the rock 15 times inside the red zone this season. So put all together, primary role, always knocking the door, splashing 6 in goal line packages is definitely exceeding expectations, to say the least, and could see a volume uptick with Pacheco likely out and a generous matchup on paper. Pulled together, I think Kareem Hunt crosses a chalk and spikes one home at number one on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown in that touchdown market, plus 115 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Good sir, fade or follow.
I shall follow on an anytime touchdown for Mr. Hunt. I'm not even going to elaborate. You've already laid out all the logic behind it. Good call on an anytime touchdown for Sunday.
Oh, you demand more bets. You want more bets. We're going to give you more, hopefully, treats than tricks. It's bonus time. Bonus time. Lundy, whether in college football, if you go down that route, I'm going to feature a couple of bets in that sport. The NHL dropping the puck and making some bucks. The NFL in week number 9. The NBA, so much to choose from. So give me some more bets. Give them to me.
All right, let me roll some out here for you. Unfortunately, one of my favorite bets is now no longer an ability for us. That was, I really liked Travis Hunter for a touchdown this weekend, yeah. But obviously now he's popped onto the IR, so we're not going to talk about him. We'll move on from that. I thought after the performance he had in week 7, then you had the bye week now going into week 9, I thought for sure he was going to be able to bounce back on that one on the road against Vegas. Obviously, that's not going to be the case now that he is on the IR. Let me give you my 3 favorite anytime touchdowns. I'm not even going to bother to expand on why. I'm just going to roll with it. All right. Give me, excuse me. He might be an old man, but I still think he's going to splash 6. Much like the Ohio State, I am required to add this Aaron Jones senior for a touchdown. Yes, he is an old man because we've added senior to the back of his jersey. I like him for an anytime touchdown. Keenan Allen only participated in like 20 snaps last week. That was it. That was all he did. That's not going to happen 2 weeks in a row, folks. Give me Keenan Allen for an anytime touchdown as well. They will find a way to get him involved on the road against a really bad Tennessee Titans team. And then the other one, he's finally bubbling up. He's finally bubbling up, baby. And that's RJ Harvey. Give me RJ to also splash 6 as the Broncos hit the road for an early contest. They're in the 1 o'clock Eastern time slate, taking on the Houston Texans. By the way, I know everybody's looking at this. They're like, it's an over-under of 39.5, and think about these defenses and all that. You know what happens whenever we see something like that? Turns into a GD shootout, folks, and that is what I'm playing the over in that game as well. I also told you I think we're getting sneaky shootout appeal potentially out of Carolina and Green Bay. I know it's a trust your gut. I'm trusting mine. I'm playing the over on the 44.5 out of that contest as well. And then, I gave this one to you earlier, by the way. I like an anytime touchdown for Josh Allen in the contest against Kansas City at home coming up this weekend. I do think he's going to run around. I also think he's going to call his own number coming up this weekend. If you're listening to the podcast early enough, I told you that the Avs and the Golden Knights are a matinee today in Sin City. This is an easy SGP for you with a little bit of juice, minus 105 that you got to pay in this one. But Marty Natchez is now the $92 million man in Denver with the Colorado Avalanche, and I give him 2 or more shots on goal as well as a point in the game this afternoon. And if both of those things happen, it's a minus 105. You can build that one over at DraftKings again. He's not only had a phenomenal start to the season, but thank God the Avs got him signed to a contract, because with the way he's been playing, that number was only going to go up. All right. 8 years, $92 million. Congratulations to Natchez for getting that one done. On the college schedule for Saturday, give me the under between Vanderbilt and Texas at 45.
Yep.
I will play the under on that one. I will play the over with Brad's Illini and Rutgers.
Yep.
I don't even know where it is, but play the over. I mean, I think it's in the 60s at this point.
61.5.
Don't give a shit. Play the over, folks. I know that's a high number.
Totally agree.
But do it. And then here's the one, Brad, where you are absolutely going to think I am freaking nuts. And everybody listening is going to think I am freaking nuts. But I'm going to do it anyway. The last 11 times these two teams have played, they have not even cracked 43 points, or maybe they've hit 43, but they've never hit 44. 11 times that they have played each other, they have not even hit 43, and the over-under is at 49.5, and I am taking the over, and that is, I salute you, Air Force and Army this weekend. I don't care what the history says. Neither one of these teams are playing defense, okay? I know they want to run the ball, and so I know that means the clock's going to keep running, but if you're not playing good defense, guess what? It's not like it might be a 5-yard run. It could be a 45-yard run if they're not playing any defense and they could splash six. So everybody thinks I'm nuts. I said this on my show last night at Peckish here in Denver that I get it. I know it doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, I think like 9 out of those 11, they didn't even get to 40. I just think this year is different between these two academies. So they will be playing down in the Springs tomorrow afternoon. And I am going to take the over at 49.5. It is the ultimate TYG. So folks, just fade the crap out of me. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's get our team Whammo's parlay play on the board. It's anytime touchdown, and it's a two-legger. I don't know why SGP is there on the screen, so totally ignore it. I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey, the CMC Football Factory, not going to make me sweat. Against the New York Giants, who are dead last in rush EPA defense. He will find a way with via the ground or the air to cross the chalk. And, of course, mandatory Montgomery Jackals taking on the Minnesota Vikings. The team is number 25 in rush EPAD. He should be able to find it, the end zone. He's on that in 3 of 7 games this season. He is top 20 in total red zone attempts. I think him and Gibbs have really good shot of both scoring in that game. It could be a blowout issue there by Detroit at home against Minnesota. So simple two-legger. Christian McCaffrey, anytime touchdown. Dave Montgomery, anytime touchdown. Build out of DraftKings. You get to a +145. Simple juice. Like that bet a lot. Elsewhere, bonus time, bonus time. Lundy, totally agree. Bet the over in Rutgers, Illinois. I'll give you one reason why. Both these teams outside the top 100 and defensive efficiency, according to Pro Football Focus. In fact, Rutgers is second to last in that category. Only Georgia Southern is worse. A point shall be plentiful. Both those offenses can line up, and there's going to be zero resistance in the game. I'm going to be in the stands, and I'm going to be saying, WTF, is there anybody going to stop anybody? No, it's not going to happen. Now, whoever has the ball last probably wins in a 55-50 triumph. So, yes, I like the over quite a bit at 61.5. I'm going to lay with Indiana. I know they're on the road against Turtle Power there in the Maryland Terrapins, but they're covering machines. They're laying 21.5 points. They cannot be stopped. And you know what Kurt Cignetti does? He doesn't give two shits. He runs up the score. They're probably going to hang like 50-55 on a defense that's been pretty damn good all year. So give me IU. I'll lay the 21.5 there. And the Bearcats of Cincinnati, line has been steamed up against Utah. I might have been a buyer of the Utes earlier in the week, but now I'm back at the Bearcats at +10.5 is what I grabbed it at. Lundy's in agreement. That one is just bananas.
Yes,
I think it's going to be a single-digit performance in the end.
100%, man. I'm not even going to add to it. I'm just going to say that's one of the ones I had written down, but for purposes of time, I took it out.
Yeah, there you go. Let me get a couple NBA plays, and I get some of the World Series as well. Let me go to the NBA first. I took Grayson Allen on a same-game parlay against the Utah Jazz. 4-plus assists and 3-plus three-pointers made. That's even juice there. Utah's given up the most assists of anybody in the NBA so far this season. Grayson Allen, all he does is gun from outside. He's averaging over 9 three-point attempts per game. So I think that one's going to come home. And I also have Onyeka Ngakoue over 9.5 rebounds against the Indiana Pacers. Pacers allowed the second most opponent rebounds per game, and Ngakoue has done this in 3 straight affairs. So I think that streak is going to continue. Give him the premium matchup in the World Series, maybe a closeout game. I got a gut feeling Dodgers is going to win tonight. I think it's going to go the full 7. I'm going to go with arguably the race right now, Yoshi Yamamoto. I'll take the over on outs. And I got it at 18.5 earlier today at a -125 there at BetMGM against the Blue Jays. I'm going to hear Lundy's reasoning in a second. In the postseason, he has done this in 3 of 4 starts. He's gone complete game in his last 2. I know the Jays are number 1 among all postseason teams in WRC+. The Yamamoto with that 26-4 strikeout to walk split over 28 2/3 innings has been shut down. He is made for these moments. They're paying them an ungodly amount of money to pitch in these high leverage situations. I think he's going to go at least a 6 1/3. I think Lundy's going to disagree. So explain why.
I am. I'm going to take the plus 109 juice on him to go under this one. I know the two complete games have been good, but I think that is influencing this number. I think Dave Roberts is going to be keeping a very close eye on him in an elimination game on the road. And I think you could, I don't know. Do you see Shohei come out of the bullpen? I mean, I don't know exactly what to expect here, but I do not think Yamamoto is going to make it past just 6 flat. I will take the under and I will take the plus odds.
It could be a legendary Halloween night and Canada. If Toronto could pull that sucker off,
thank God the Maple Leafs don't play today so that the entire country can just focus in on Toronto.
We demand it. They'll maybe have a national holiday on Monday because the drunkenness is going to leak over into next week if they do pull this thing out. All right,
not only that, there's not even a single Canadian hockey team playing tonight. The entire country is going to be watching the World Series, folks.
Outstanding. All right, I'm pulling for the neighbors of the North. Maybe they can pull this off. All about fading the economics of baseball. That's why I don't like the Dodgers. All right, 3 NFL bets that I also like. Rico Suave, also known as Rico Dowdle. I'll take the over on 48.5 rush yards. Again, I'm probably going to have to get most of this in the first half against Green Bay, but he can certainly do it. I think his role is about to ramp up. Kamani Vidal, I took the over at 74.5 and get a better number now at 73.5 rush yards. It's the Titans. They're giving up 119.4 rush yards a game. Vidal has no competition. He's a rolling bowling ball, and he is going to hit a strike in the box score. And then last one for me, Jackson Dart, anytime touchdown, plus 200. On the ground there at BetMGM. No Cam Scadaboo. Hopefully he'll have a smooth recovery over the next 4 to 6 months coming off that gruesome ankle injury. But I think Dart will find the end zone with his legs, which he's done in 3 straight games. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Go to Betalytics, our friends there, and use promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off. They're awesome projections across sports, more than just football. Check out Lundy's always free and transparent spreadsheet, whether on the Gaming Juice or on the X, where you have all of his hot and spicy takes here at Nate Lundy. I do too, at Noisy Huevos. Have a safe and awesome happy Halloween, and until Monday, adios amigos. Somebody give me some Skittles, scat.